With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a Weird Darkness bonus bite. They flap and lollop and squawk and scavenge. They hold the future of the realm, some say, in their fearsome beaks. And now, one of them, their queen, Merlina, has been reclassified to MIA from AWOL, heralding the feared redemption of a purported prophecy dating from the time of King Charles II in the 17th century. When the ravens leave the Tower of London, the building will crumble and the kingdom with it. That at least is the story so far, a blend of myth, invention, and hard-billed commercialism that has elevated the resident colony of ravens at London's famed prison and palace on the north bank of the River Thames to a rare status, clipped wing guardians of the national destiny, and tourist dollar magnets. Most people, including the tower's scarlet-clad wardens known as Beefeaters, dismiss the prophecy wryly as a fiction invented in Victorian Britain in the 19th century. But given the other narratives confronting the land, COVID-19 at its most deadly since the pandemic began to uncurl from faraway China a year ago, the traumas and tribulations of Brexit, the consequent fraying of the bonds that unite the United Kingdom, could it not be said that the portent is already in the process of realization? The flutterings of concern date from December, when Christopher Scaife, the tower's Raven Master, noticed that Merlina was absent without leave from the rest of the group – Jubilee, Harris, Grip, Rocky, Aaron, and Poppy. Initially, he said, he was not too worried because she was a free-spirited raven that has been known to leave the tower precincts on many occasions. "But I'm her buddy," he said, "and so she normally comes back to us, but this time she didn't. So I do fear that she is not with us anymore," he told the BBC. In a statement on Wednesday, the custodians of the Tower of London confirmed his suspicions. "Merlina's continued absence indicates to us that she may have sadly passed away," the Tower authorities said. For prophecy watchers, there was a twist. In order to fulfill the omen, the number of ravens must fall below 6, the minimum dictated by royal decree. Cannily, the Raven Master Scaife had kept an extra bird, a familiar concept in a broader prescription for regal continuity that enjoins couples to create an heir and a spare when they extend the royal family with the creation of offspring. "We now have 7 ravens here at the tower, one more than the required 6, so we don't have any immediate plans to fill Merlina's vacancy," the tower authority said. Nonetheless, the errant queen will be greatly missed by her fellow ravens, the Raven Master, and all of us in the tower community. The entwinement of the ravens' destinies with the nation's might have been foreseen last August, when worries related to the coronavirus pandemic stripped the Tower of London of some of its legions of visitors. The ravens, sometimes collectively called an unkindness, became bored and restless without the detritus of human contact that kept them in snacks in addition to a regular diet that includes mice, chicks, meats, and biscuits soaked in animal blood. They were also said to pine for the stimulation of a human audience for their party tricks that include mimicry. One of the ravens, Thor, predating Merlina's arrival in 2007, was said to have greeted the visiting President Vladimir Putin of Russia by bidding him good morning. Mr. Putin was rather taken aback, the Guardian reported. Mr. Putin would not have been the first person to have been taken aback, or perhaps to have seen parallels close to Russia's own history. At the Tower, known for a history of incarceration dating from the 12th century, often as a prelude to beheading and other forms of execution. Its many doomed alumni include two wives of Henry VIII, the so-called princes in the Tower, who disappeared there in the 15th century and were said to have been murdered by their uncle, King Richard III, and the fugitive Nazi Rudolf Hess in 1941. Many of the estimated 3 million annual visitors pre-pandemic, moreover, flocked there not just to dip into bloody history, but also to marvel at the heavily guarded crown jewels. The Tower of London closed to visitors on December 16th as the latest wave of coronavirus cases gathered strength. But even before then, and before Merlina's disappearance, the impact of falling visitor numbers had worried custodians like Raven Master Scaife. "The tower is only the tower when the people are there," he told the Sun newspaper last year. "The Ravens have always been so important to the Tower because they've been surrounded by myths and legends. We really need people to come back to help the Ravens." Let's hope the word "nevermore" is not part of this Raven story. Strange creatures, gruesome murders, oozing organisms, unfathomable abductions, enigmatic expeditions, an age-old malevolence, and much more. Author J.C. Moore delivers a collection of dark horror tales that are both chilling and poignant. Dark Intrigues Book 1 is filled with horror fiction for fans of short story anthologies, horror collections, ghost fiction, suspense, possession, and more. Dark Intrigues Book 1 by J.C. Moore, available on Kindle or as an audiobook narrated by Darren Marlar. Find Dark Intrigues Book 1 on the audiobooks page at WeirdDarkness.com. That's WeirdDarkness.com/audiobooks.